All right, very excited about our selection with Mr. Treadwell. Spent a lot of time with him through the process. I personally went down there to his pro day workout. We spent time with him at the combine. We brought him up here on a top 30 visit. Feel what he's going to bring to our offense is just that large catching radius, a guy that's very physical, maybe the best run blocker that I've seen in years coming out, but also can make big-time catches with his large hands and catching radius. Great kid being around him, very humble yet very driven, and, you know, playing it in the SEC at such a high level and being so productive down there in the SEC against probably the top athletes in the country is speaks volumes of what his physical ability is. I know we went back and watched him in 2014, every play he had in 2014, saw the devastating injury he had against Auburn, came back this year, probably was a little rusty at the beginning of the year, and then you've seen him start to get back to his form, what he was in 14, the second half of 15, and finished with a bang in the bowl game this year. I think he had 3 touchdowns that game. So just looking at what was on the board, we had a lot of calls that were it's amazing how the phone started lighting up because there was a run on receivers there. But we felt that it was that was our right guy and the guy we wanted to take. Questions?
How did you have the different receivers rated? Where was Laquan on your list of receivers?
Well, I won't give you how they were rated. But I know we thought very highly of him. And not only him, what he does on the field, but also what he represents off the field. But the thing is, when you watch him play on the field, he has an edge to him. He's a heck of a football player and loves to play the game, and those are the type of players we're trying to get in here.
Do you see any similarities? I mean, a couple years ago, Bridgewater didn't have the greatest of pro days, and he slipped. And Treadwell didn't have the greatest 40-yard time. Maybe he slipped a little bit. Do you see any similarities there?
I can't speak on what other teams, why potentially he slipped. I know coming out of the 14 season, probably without the injury, was probably the top-rated receiver. We felt very strongly that he was one of the top receivers in this draft. I think the 40 time may have knocked him some, but you have to go off what you see on tape too. And we try to make estimates on speed on what we see on tape, and I felt very strongly that he plays faster than what he ran at his pro day.
Rick, how did you come to the conclusion, you know, after coming off that leg injury is something that was just kind of a speed bump for him and it wasn't going to affect the trajectory of his career?
Just that tells you what type of character he has to come back from that devastating of an injury and to play at the level he played at this year. And I just expect being a year removed from that and heading into next year, he's even going to be that much better and where he's going to be back to his definitely his old form.
I think he's only 20. Was that appealing as well?
Yeah, I think he's 20 or 21. But, yeah, we've been pretty fortunate taking young guys, and especially with this coaching staff and the way they take these guys and develop them at this age, we expect a lot of things from him as we go forward.
Is there a current NFL wide receiver who he projects as or sort of compares
well,
to?
Well, I mean, there's 1,000 projections out there. You hear all the analysts out there, you know, comparing him to the Michael Irvings and to, you know, the Anquan Boldens, the receivers like that. I even thought, I went way back and thought he reminded me a little of Eric Moulds in Buffalo, who we used to play against, and thought he was a very good player. But there is, he plays with a chip on his shoulder, and he has a point to prove. And I think he had a point to prove coming off that injury that he can be the same type of player he was before the injury.
Did you consider Miles Jack at all, or did his injury kind of knock him out of that spot?
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that.
Rick, playing in the SEC against the corner. corners he faced. Does that give you a better idea of how he'll be able to handle physical corners in the NFL?
I think just like all these receivers, when they come up from the college to the professional level, you know, they're going to have to learn technique and the speed of the game. But with his strength and his quickness for his size, I think he can potentially create some mismatches at this level.
Did you make any calls about trading up after some of those receivers started going?
No. No, as you sit there and watch the board fall, I knew we were going to get a good football player, especially when there were three or four players on our board with two picks left that we really liked. And so I thought it was I'd rather keep all the picks.
You've typically placed a big emphasis on athleticism. Do you feel that without the injury, he would have been one of the more athletic receivers in the draft?
I know what I saw in 14, and I know the type of plays he made in 14. And I think he's a tremendous athlete for his size. And, you know, I think you saw that athleticism coming back as the more confident he got on his leg after that injury, and especially towards the second half of the year. But I think for, you know, 6'2 and a half, 220-pound receiver, he's a tremendous athlete.
What Laquan can do for Teddy Bridgewater?
As we sat there and talked with it with the coaches, the biggest thing is the catching radius, the ability to catch in traffic, to go up and get jump balls, the physicality of him as a receiver getting into and out of his cuts. And when you sit there, and I went to a lot of pro days this year and watched the receivers. And you can just see that he generates a lot of power when he's getting off the line of scrimmage. And I could put a highlight reel together, and I know Adrian Peterson is probably going to be very excited about how this guy plays the game and blocks at the edge. But he's a receiver that just plays with a chip on his shoulder in all phases of the game.
Rick, was there any thought process of trading down, or was this kind of a spot where you felt like this is a guy we should take right here?
Yeah, no, we went through that scenario, and like I said, I had four teams call, but we didn't think the value that they were offering at our pick was worth trading back or trading down. And if I thought, you know, potentially there was some value, it would have to be pretty rich to pass up a player like Treadwell.
Good.
Thank you.